I feel like I'm cramming a lot of different practices into this day, but it's sort of a sampler, I guess, of different Brahma-Vihara practices. And these practices, one could spend, you know, a year doing loving kindness for oneself, or including that as a reflection in one's day. So if you feel overwhelmed, well, just try to take a step back and try to find a sense of peace or ease in the body or with the breath. And some of the practices are challenging as well. This could be challenging. This is a forgiveness meditation or forgiveness practice. And it fits in to our loving kindness and compassion practices. I've been inspired by Nelson Mandela, that he could spend 27 years in prison and come out without his heart full of resentment to his jailers. He said, "Courageous people do not fear forgiving for the sake of peace." So then we can just kind of reflect that if one's part of one's intention or aspiration is peace, that then forgiveness is a practice that can support that peace. So we can encounter this kind of in our daily lives, but we're going to do a formal meditation practice that can help us cultivate this this aspect of forgiveness, or to cultivate the intention for forgiveness. So Sharon Salzberg has said, when we are held prisoner by our own past actions or the actions of others, our present life cannot be fully lived. The burdens that we carry from the past function to close our hearts and narrow our world. And one of her books is entitled, A Heart as Wide as the World. In this practice, we ask for and extend forgiveness in three directions. We ask for forgiveness for the harm that our actions have caused others. We forgive others for the harm they have caused us, or we set that intention. And finally, we forgive ourselves for the harm that we have caused to ourselves. So this is a powerful and freeing practice. So just to start, and let's be comfortable. Let's take a few breaths together, consciously breathing and connected to our body, to the present moment. Check our hearts. As we do this practice, it's possible that conflicting emotions may arise. try to allow such states to arise without judging them. Recognize them as natural occurrences. And then gently return your attention to the forgiveness reflections. If our heart is not ready for forgiveness right now, we can open to the possibility of forgiveness, to the possibility for an intention for forgiveness. We are honoring the powerful force of intention in our minds. So sitting comfortably, letting the breath be natural and at ease. Let the body and mind relax. Breathe gently into the area of the heart. Feel what it is like in your heart right now. Breathing softly, listen to the following words, paying attention to the feelings and images that you experience, and continue to breathe softly. Forgiveness from others. In this reflection, we are considering the effects of our actions on others and how we may have harmed others through our own thoughts, through our speech, or our actions. This may have been out of fear or pain or confusion. We reflect for the ways that I have hurt or harmed others, have caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly. Out of my fear, pain, or confusion, I ask for your forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask for forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my fear or pain or confusion, I ask for your forgiveness. If different people or images come to mind, you can release your burden. you can ask for their forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, I ask for forgiveness. We'll just take a few breaths and hold that reflection. Now we'll turn our minds to the possibility of forgiveness for others who have hurt or harmed us. In this reflection, we bring to mind actions of others who have hurt or harmed us. We each have been harmed or betrayed. Feel the sorrow you have carried from this past. Now sense that you can release this burden of pain by gradually extending forgiveness as your heart is ready. I remember the many ways others have hurt or harmed me. Out of their own fear, their own pain, or their confusion. I have carried this pain in my heart long enough. To the extent that I am ready, I offer you forgiveness. To those who have caused me harm, I offer forgiveness. I forgive you. We can honor our capacity to let go of the heart's capacity to grow and love. To the extent that I am ready, I offer this to those who have hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, out of their fear, pain, or confusion, I offer forgiveness. As different thoughts or images come to mind, continue the reflection. To the extent that I am ready, I forgive you. I forgive you. Just to see if anything comes to mind. Different thoughts or images. Now we turn our attention to forgiveness for ourselves. Just as we can cause suffering for others, there are many ways that we can hurt or harm ourselves. If there are ways that you have harmed yourself or not loved yourself or not lived up to your own expectations, this is the time you can let go of unkindness towards yourself. You can include any difficulty or inability to forgive others that you may have discovered in the preceding reflections. That is not a reason to be unkind towards yourself. For the many ways that I have hurt or harmed myself, through my actions or through my inaction, out of fear, out of pain, or out of confusion, I extend my forgiveness. I forgive myself. For all the ways that I've hurt or harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly, I offer forgiveness. For the many ways that I've hurt or harmed myself, through my actions or through my inaction, out of fear, pain, or confusion, I extend my forgiveness. I forgive myself. For all the ways that I've hurt or harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly, I offer forgiveness. And for the last few minutes, we can stay with any of these reflections on these different aspects of forgiveness, or we can simply return to our breath. And any calming that might provide with awareness of our body and our breath.